Extra Points Podcast Network. Cousin Sal here with babyface Joel Solomon producing Behind the Glass, Spaghetti and Meatballs, and along with them, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, the degenerate trifecta, Harry, Brother Bri, Darren, the Parlay Kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
Hey, Sal.
What's going on, buddy?
Lots to talk about Thursday morning. We're going to go over the Thursday night game. I guess you can call it a game. The Washington football team laying 3, 40.5 against the New York football team, the Giants, one of them. I guess they're technically still a New York football team. The New York Giants, yes. Bet that, FanDuel.com/against all odds. Want to talk right now. Our 30 for 30 doc, Once Upon a Time in Queens, it's over. Parts 1 and 2 were Tuesday. Parts 3 and 4 were Wednesday night. Harry, I don't expect that you watch it. You don't get ESPN. Otherwise, I think you would have loved it. You really would have loved it.
You know what? I watched the first one. I haven't watched the second one yet, and it was fantastic. I just don't. It's great, but Keith Hernandez and the cat. I don't understand it.
That's going to be a meme. I mean, he's already. I think that cat already has a Twitter account. I'm not kidding, Haji. Wow. He talked about it in the telecast and everything. It's very, very strange where he's like discussing the dynamic with his father and petting the cat, like, right? Like it's a psychologist dream, I think. What's going on there? Brother Bri, you enjoyed it, right? Parts 1 and 2? At parts 3 and 4, to be full disclosure, are running right now as we record.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it. It's funny because it brings me back. I mean, obviously I'm 9-10 years younger than you guys, but it brings me back to Shay when I was like, you know, six, seven, and eight years old. But, you know, obviously being a Yankee fan, it's weird because I kind of like the Mets a little bit more after watching that. It's kind of crazy. But the one thing I did learn out of that documentary, at least in the first and second episode, is Anthony Perkins could not throw for shit.
Was that Anthony Perkins?
in that movie. And he was wearing shoulder pads. Yeah, he looked, right. I don't know what was going on. But that was...
Fear strikes out. That was crazy. Jimmy Pearsall. There was a connection kind of aligned with Keith Hernandez and his father relationship with Carl Malden in Fear Strikes Out.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
that was fun.
And I could totally see that. Is it Horowitz? The story with the prostitute?
Yes.
Like somebody doing that to me and me doing the same exact thing, saying my knee hurts, I can't. That would have been me.
Jay Horowitz, very, very Jewish PR guy for the Mets for like 75 years now. They try to get him a prostitute on the road. So many stories about them on the road and the mischief. But and they sent a lady of the night, as he says, into his room and he put an end to it. He's like, I can't do anything. My knee hurts. His knee hurts.
That definitely sounds like something I would have said.
Yeah, absolutely. So, check that out on demand. ESPN Plus, 30 for 30. Once Upon a Time in Queens. Also, I should mention FanDuel. Yes, the NFL's back. FanDuel Sportsbook wants you to get the most out of every play. That's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every week. And all you have to do is bet a same game parlay with 3 legs or more. We have 8 legs between us, so we're going to be 4. And if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel pays you back up to $10. Ravens, Chiefs, let's build it, guys. I'm going to say KC -8.5 plus 170. Brother Bri, add one to our same game parlay.
I'm going to do a Kelce touchdown.
Kelce will score a touchdown.
Yeah.
Anytime. Good bet. Probably about even. Mahomes, over 2.5. Is that what you're doing, Parlay Kid? You love that bet.
Don't I always do that, Sal? Mahomes, over 2.5 touchdown passes.
The great thing about that is it could seem like he's going to have one. And just like, I don't know, he can go up and down the field like 4 times in a quarter. So it doesn't really matter. That's why he's at 2.5. And Harry, I think you like the over in this game. You want to adjust it or take just the regular over?
No, let's adjust it here. At 59.5, you get plus 140. Nice price.
All right, there you go. You put those together and you get a very, very nice price there, upwards of 16-1 on those 4. Fast payouts, easy to use, safe and secure. America's number one sports book. Same game parlay bets. No feeling like nailing a same game parlay bet. Lock it in. FanDuel Sportsbook. Get up to $10 back if your bet doesn't win. Also offering a risk-free $1,000 bet if you prefer that and you're new to FanDuel. Just sign up with promo code against all odds. First bet loses. Get up to $1,000 back in site credit. That's promo code against all odds. There you go. First online real money wager. Only refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Virginia. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. The TN Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. That's Tennessee. And visit www.1800gambler.net in West Virginia, or call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text Next Step to 53342 in Arizona. All right, Harry, check out our Extra Points Arcade, extrapoints.com/arcade. We have NFL Pick'em Contest. We have the Extra Points Prop Quiz, which Dave Damashek won out of hundreds of entries. He won. So we didn't hear the end of it on Extra Points yesterday. That sucked. And then we have a Prop Culture Emmy Edition. We have 10 questions. You fill it out, you win a prize. You go 10 for 10. It's not that hard. Just have to figure out if the winner of the best actress in a comedy is going to cry during her acceptance speech. Will she, Harry?
Sure, why not? They're all actors, why not? Right? Yeah.
But in back in real life, not that that's not real. You win a nice prize, extrapoints.com/arcade. In real life, though, Monday night, now we're going to preview the Thursday game. You should really listen up, because we went 4 for 4 with our Monday night props. I had Hunter Renfrow, adjusted line, over 49.5 yards receiving. Easy, easy, not easy. Came late. Big, big catch at the end. Lamar Jackson, Harry, over 71.5 yards rushing. Easy. Not that easy. That was a fourth quarter thing. Anyway, winner Darren Waller, anytime touchdown for Parley Kid. I love that one. I bet that's separate on everything. That one, that was that third or fourth quarter that came in. And Derek Carr, over, at the time, it was 258.5. That ended up being 270, and it went over that. 23-1 if you parlay those four. We're going to do it again, fellas. Washington -3, 40.5. New York Giants, each going to pick a side or a total. I'm buying the half. I'm out of my mind here. Taking the Giants +3.5. Harry, you're a Giants fan. Spaghetti is a Giants fan. I don't hear a lot of enthusiasm for this game or this pick.
Not a lot of enthusiasm when you don't have a lot of offense.
Well, they've won 5 straight against Washington. They weren't great against Denver, but the football team was outgained against the Chargers 424 to 259. I don't know. I think he got an advantage here with Danny Dimes. Not going to have it a lot, but Danny Dimes against Taylor Heineke, who's 0-2 as a starter, scored 10 points last week when he came in. You know, you're still playing defense, Harry. Logan Ryan led the way. Giants, 8 solo tackles, forced fumble. I think they move the ball down the field. They play keep away. And the Giants win or lose 23-21. I don't care. I'm taking 3.5 points. Parley Kid, you kind of like it too, right?
Yeah, why not? Daniel Jones, 4 of his 8 wins as a Giants starter have come against this Washington football team. Plays his best ball against him. 8 touchdowns, 3 interceptions over the last few years and his starts against them. Washington, on the other hand, Sal, under Ron Rivera, this is a weird stat with Rivera that goes back to his Carolina days. He is terrible in the second game of a back-to-back home-and-home game.
Wow.
So, really terrible. And that's actually should be the sign of a good coach. You should always really win. You should be actually have a good record in that second game. He has a very poor record for some reason. I don't think it really has anything to do with this game. But for whatever reason, the Giants play very well against this team, probably because Washington, like the Giants, I just don't know if they have an explosive offense, right? And the Giants defense, I think, can really contain a team that does not have an explosive offense. Well, I thought so, at least until they played Denver. I think the 3, I like the number. I'll take it at -102. I'll take the Giants, thinking Jones plays his best ball against this team. Actually, another stat I have, and I'm going from memory here of just reading this before, that the Redskins' record, aside from
the
Alex
what?
Smith's starts.
The what's record?
Oh, jeez. Oh, come man. On. Come on.
Spaghetti, I'll never, take that out. Meatballs, come on. We want to
I'll
get
never
it to
not
four.
Say it. I'm sorry. The Washington football team's record in games not started by Alex Smith.
Right.
Over the last, few years is It's less than 30% win percentage. Well,
I know they were 5-1 with him and 2-8 without him last year.
Yes.
And Tyler Heinicke.
And you go back, back even further without him, they don't win football games. We can like Heinicke or Heinicke, whatever you want to call him. Has he won a lot of football games? No. So Jones didn't play that badly the other day. You take away his fumble, which that's still a huge fumble, so we can't really, we have to fault him for it. But he played a solid game. He really wasn't terrible. He beats this team like he always does.
I will say, you know, I'm sticking with the Giants here because I'm buying it to 3.5, and I don't think either of these teams are particularly good right now. Babyface Joel Solomon, you found the stat with Daniel Jones. What does he have, 30 fumbles in 27 games or something? 28 games?
He has more fumbles than games. 27 games started, 30 fumbles. Yeah.
Terrible. All right. Well, and he's got to hold on to it. Definitely against this defense.
Well, and by the way, the coach here is 6-1 against the spread in his last seven road games as a Giants coach.
All right.
So pretty good. Pretty good.
Brother Bri, are you going to add to that? Are you buying the half point too?
Yeah, I'm taking the half point. I think you have to. If it's only minus 120, I would do it. This feels like a 3-point game either way. Mm-hmm. Even though between Garrett and Jones, I think they both stink. But I think you can't put too much stock into week one. They aren't as bad as that game. So the Giants have won, like Parlay Kid was saying, Daniel Jones 4-0. The Giants have won 5 straight against Washington. Judge is actually 5-1 against the spread against the NFC East last year. He's the type of coach. He's not going to tolerate the effort they put out there in week one. And I think they're going to come out tough in week two. This just seems like, I don't know, what's the most Washington puts up with Heinicke against the Giants? 20, 23? Can the Giants score 17, 20? I think they can. I think they cover this number.
That's how I looked at it, unless there's a forced turnover and bad field position or several of those, and that would be bad. I'm just surprised Harry's not on the bandwagon. Harry, would you take – FanDuel has alternate spreads. Would you take the Giants plus 29.5 at minus 4,000? Would you take that?
I suppose.
Okay.
I don't love it.
You don't love plus 29.5? You don't love Taylor Heinicke? He's going to put up 50? What is he going to do?
He played good against Tampa Bay in the playoffs last year, but almost as good as anybody.
All right, let's hear. Well, you like the under, so I would think you liked plus 29.5 for the Giants. But maybe not.
I do like the under 40.5. Washington last week, just 135 passing yards total, just 16 points. Saquon Barkley, boy, just the offensive line can't get it going for him, just like 26 yards. And really, Jones got that rushing touchdown last play of the game that meant nothing. The Giants really only put up 7. I think Montez Sweat and Chase Young bring the heat here, and I think this is a low scoring game. Maybe you guys are right. Maybe the Giants cover the spread here, but I see something like maybe 17, 14, 16, 13.
All right. Well, those are good. If you buy it up to 3.5. Wow, Harry.
You know,
Harry.
Sal,
yeah. Good.
I don't like the vibe I'm getting from Harry tonight.
Seems like
he looks sad. Yeah. Have you been crying? You have allergies today?
You cry, Harry? Were you watching the documentary?
Like crying?
I was going to wear the glasses today because my eyes are bothering me. But
I have to say the headphones are extra pointy. I don't know what the hell.
They're going up.
Very, very boxy and going up. Yeah, I always defying gravity right out of the ears there. I'm not sure. But interesting. What do you think, Babyface? What do you see about this?
I mean, this is why Parlay Kid is the best. He's a great coach. He looks for body language. Harry is always making fun of Kyler Murray's body language. And once again, I mean, Parlay Kid is right. He's not bringing the body language.
All right,
language
Harry, right step up. Step up. When we ask him for the body language, he'll shed his shirt, and then we'll all be disappointed. All right, listen. This is the part you have to listen for. The player props. Here you go. Because we went 4-for-4. I don't think we'll ever miss one the whole rest of the year. I think we're locked in here with these player props. I am taking a pretty big swing here for a player prop. Kyle Rudolph will score anytime touchdown. Now, I say anytime, but it has to fall within the first 60 minutes of the game or if it goes overtime. Plus 270. It can't be like catching the ball in warm-ups or afterwards if he decides to jump on the field alone. Plus 270. Evan Ingram, still not ready. That we're maybe going to activate him Thursday. Nope, not happening. I get it. The football team gave up 21 passing touchdowns last year. That's 1.3 a game. They ranked I think second among NFL defenses. I don't have a lot going for me here. Rudolph had a receiving touchdown in one of 15 games last year. You know, no multiple receiving touchdown games. I just think this is the time he steps up. This, you know, them at the goal line with Rudolph, or as I'm going to give you later on, with Daniel Jones running it in, that might be one of their few options against this tough defense. Go to the tight end, run it yourself. Kyle Rudolph gets on the board as a New York Giant, plus 270. Harry, again, steering away from the Giants props, going all pro Washington here.
Yeah, I'm going to take Logan Thomas over 49 and a half receiving yards at minus 114. Averaged 70 yards a game in his last six of the last season, which included 74 when Heineke threw him the ball in that game I mentioned against Tampa Bay in the playoffs, and had a touchdown in that game. He had a touchdown last week. And Denver's tight ends against the Giants last week, 10 receptions, 90 yards, and a score. And probably a lot of times with Heineke in this situation, going to maybe do a little dumping off at tight ends, and he's going to find Logan Thomas plenty, and he goes over 49 and a half yards for the game.
All right, Brother Bri, we're going all Giants here. What do you have? No, I'm sorry. In a way you are. Yeah.
In a way, yeah. I mean, this is it's a pro Giant pick, but I'm going to go Gibson under 70 and a half rushing yards at minus 114. Look, he only went over this number four times in 15 games last year. I know he had 90 yards in week one, but last year, you know, in these two games, they got down big early, but he only averaged 25 yards on the ground in these two games. He had a big fumble last week. He's coming into this game with a banged up shoulder. So I think his workload's maybe a little bit less in week two here. The Giants last year were one of the best teams against the run, at least yards per carry wise. And if you look at last weekend, right, if you take away Gordon's 70-yard touchdown run, which basically came when the game was already over, the Giants only gave up 95 yards on 27 carries. So I think I really love this under 70 and a half. I mean, Gibson can still have a good game in other ways, but the number just seems way too high for me.
You know, Gibson had the big fumble against the Chargers. Bastard. And I don't know. I don't want to compare the Chargers offense to what the Giants are going to strut out there Thursday, but they really beat him up in that second half. Parlay Kid, you mentioned Monday you couldn't believe Herbert's stats after you looked at the box score. It seemed like slow, but that fourth quarter, you know, say what you will about the Washington defense, but that fourth quarter, Chargers did whatever they wanted. They third down after third down after third down conversion. It's a good sign for the Giants maybe this week. Plus, they bled like almost 7 minutes of the clock to end that game, which is why I don't think there's going to be a lot of scoring in this game. I would take the points. All right, Parlay Kid, now.
Well, then you're not going to love my prop, but you know I love this prop, Sal. So yeah. You don't even have to look at what I'm
doing. Even with the bad quarterbacks, he loves this prop.
Yeah, it does. Sal, I'm addicted to this over 1.5, and sometimes with the really good quarterbacks, over 2.5 touchdown prop. I bet it every week. I parlay it every week. I can't help myself. I've probably lost more on it than have won on it.
Good to hear.
But it's so appealing to me because it just always seems so possible.
Yep.
Okay. But we all know how many times have you seen me get one early and then like nothing the rest of the game.
Right.
Daniel Jones over 1.5 touchdown passes at plus 154. Like you said, Herbert had some decent numbers. I mean, he's a far superior quarterback to Daniel Jones, but I think the Giants receiving core is good enough that you know Jones is going to have to throw the ball here. The Giants can't really run the ball. They're going to have to throw the ball against this Washington team. Their offense is due. I don't love Garrett. I think somewhere in this game, Jones finds one or two, you know, two of his receivers. He gets it. Plus 154. I like it. Because you know I don't normally get plus 154 on over 1.5 touchdown. That's how little people think of Daniel Jones right now. That's how little they think of him. They're gonna get plus 154? I mean, you never even got Darnold at plus 154, Harry.
I think it's they're basing it on past numbers, which isn't really fair at all. No, go ahead. Harry, go ahead. Go ahead. Past performance.
I was going to say, Darren, you know, when Daniel Jones was drafted by the Giants, I wasn't head over heels. I wasn't going doing cart flips.
After what? Year
flips?
One, you were.
Card flips?
After year card one. Flips? After year one.
Whatever they are.
Franchise Harry, let's quarterback.
See a card flip. I want to see you do a card flip. What the hell is a card flip?
I don't know. A card flip? I don't know.
Joel, is that a TV show on TLC? What is
it's part of flip? Darren's regiment.
Yeah, I think he's flipping cars with Ken. He's confused that it's a car flip.
Yeah.
They're buying expensive cars. They're parking them at airports, and then they're flipping them.
Oh, did he say
car? He is buying expensive cars.
Did he say car or card? I was thinking Paul LaDuca could get involved with this.
Oh,
somehow.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, card flip. Wow, we're all over the place here. All right. Oh, Spaghetti, jump in here. How do you have me and the Zaccoli brothers all over the Giants and Harry's down. I don't know what Harry's got going on in his head right now, but do you see a path for a Giants victory?
I think the Giants, this is what I said at -3. I think the Giants are going to win this game. It will be a low scoring game. So I do enjoy taking the under and the team's respective unders as well for total points. I think the Giants were last I saw on FanDuel were like 19.5. Like I could see the Giants winning this game. Like a 17-13 margin. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the guys, you know, said before, DJ's 4-0 versus the WFT. I think what Andrew Thomas did last week versus Denver, I'm not as afraid as I was a couple weeks back against Chase Young. So we'll see if that holds up. Really what it comes down to is that if Kenny Galladay was right and was not lying about the Giants offense not doing explosive plays because it was week one and the guys haven't played together in the preseason, then maybe we'll see some more points score. But Jason Garrett offense does not score more than 20 points per game. So I think the Giants will win this one. They just barely eke it out. They'll suck me back in and they'll lose like 5 straight.
Yeah, that's probably it. Parley Kid, that's the one downside of this. We root for the Giants. We bet the Giants. We bet their player props over. And then it's like, oh shit, Jason Garrett's going to get credit, right?
So, yeah, that's always in the back of your head. Right. Always.
Always in the front of mine. All right, hey, you put our four together. Now, if you did this Monday, I think you got 23-1 odds. So we already made you money for the year. Sorry, we could quit now, right? There's not 23 weeks in the regular season. So we already made you money. But put these together. Kyle Rudolph, anytime touchdown. Logan Thomas, over 49.5 receiving yards. Daniel Jones, over 1.5 touchdown passes. And Gibson, under 70.5 rushing yards. You get 33-1 odds. I just figured that out, Harry. You know why? Because I'm smart. I figured that out. 33-1. Add to the 23-1. Now we're at 56-1. Come on. What do you want from us anymore? But we are going to give you an extra pick here. First touchdown scorer, always fun. I'm going Daniel Jones. I like playing tight ends and quarterbacks here. I don't know that it works out. I haven't done the data on it. But he has 4 in 28 games. He really has 5 rushing touchdowns. I mean, he fell flat on his face in one of the more hilarious plays of the decade. So, but he's not afraid to take off. Like I said, it may be their best option to score against this defense. Gets down low. Runs it in, 19-1, first touchdown. Parlay Kid, you have a Giant. I mean, you have the over in the passing touchdown, so you probably have a pass.
Yeah, I'm taking Slayton.
Pass catcher, yeah.
First touchdown at 20-1. A couple of years ago, he scored 8 touchdowns for this team and wasn't even really a full-time player just yet. Last year, he regressed to 3 touchdowns. Week one, decent week one, 3 catches for over 60 yards, 7 targets. At 20-1, I still think he is Jones's favorite receiver. Mm. So I really do think Jones prefers to throw the ball to him. I think he gets one. At 20-1, I'll roll with the guy I think might be the Giants' really best receiver on this team.
Bry, I said Rudolph would score. If he scores first, that's nice. I don't have to worry about the rest of the game. You have him at 15-1.
Yeah, I like Rudolph at 15-1. Look, I was looking at the position groups last year that the Giants and Washington both and that they played and both held most positions in check. The only thing I noticed was, I guess it's considered a lot. Washington gave up 7 touchdowns to tight end, which was on the high side for the league. But I do think the Giants start out better in this game. So Rudolph still had 5 targets in week one. I think they'll start using him a little bit more. And I think he's definitely going to be one of, you know, it's him and Galladay inside the 10. And like you said, too, with Jones' chance of running it in. But I too, like the tight ends in this one. So at 15-1, I think that's pretty good.
All right. And Harry, what a betrayal here. Going full out, full force against your team. They're never going to be in it, you say, with a Washington defense special teams score first.
Maybe I jinx them and they play fantastic on Thursday night. I don't know. But no. I'm going to take Washington defense special teams first touchdown at 18-1. They were the second best defense in the league last year. Parlay Kid mentioned Jones is probably going to have to throw the ball with a lack of running game. This could be a very easy solution here with a pick six from Daniel Jones as he continues to still turn the ball over. He had that big, again, the big fumble after picking up the first down when that was crucial time of the game. Just doesn't get it done here. And I think Washington at 18-1, worth a shot. Pretty good.
Wow. Price. I hope that happens for you. I hope you're very excited. I can see you celebrating with those crazy headphones.
I don't know how you're going to get a first touchdown again with Jason Garrett as offensive coordinator.
All right. Well, that's not going to change. Out. That's not going to change anytime soon. And you guys got mad at us, you and Spaghetti, when we were down on this team. And we can't brag too much, me and the Parlay Kid. We got guys out, and we have an 0-1 record, and we're going to L.A. to play the Chargers. But this is a more serious game for the Giants, I would say, and Washington. Division game for sure. All right, now if you parlay all four of our first touchdown bets together, you will get the pace over 74,000-1. I don't know. Don't do that. I'm advising against it. Don't do it at all. I do want to mention The Edge is brought to you by Better Edge, bringing the edge back to the bettors with no fee sports betting at betteredge.com. You, not the books, set the price of betting lines so you can make bank with no VIG or sports book fees. While you're there, chat with other bettors, share your picks, or even talk some smack. This week, Better Edge is giving away a free copy of Madden 22 and some cool Better Edge swag. It's simple to enter. Go to BETTOR edge.com/AAO. Create an account and use code AAO for $10 on your first order for a chance to win. Play the game without getting played at Better Edge. Here it is. Thursday night game is here. I'm giving the Better Edge to the New York Football Giants. As I mentioned, they've won 5 in a row against the Washington Football Team, even long before they were called the Washington Football Team. Daniel Jones won't get many advantages, not too many edges, over NFL quarterbacks. This week, he has one. Taylor Heinicke, yes, lots of turnovers in that guy. 0-2 is a starter with Washington. The Giants keep it close. I'm giving them the edge. I'm taking the points. Parlay Kid, who gets your Better Edge?
So we're taking the Giants here with the points. Washington Football Team is 6-29 in the last 35 games without Alex Smith at quarterback. Daniel Jones plays his best football against the Washington Football Team. And the Giants are 20-7 against the spread in their last 27 games as road underdogs. Let's take the Giants and the points.
All right, Brother Bry, the Better Edge goes to?
It's going to the Giants. I would not put much stock into week one. Sure, the Giants might suck, but Judge will have these guys ready to play and at least cover the 3 or 3.5. As I said earlier, Judge is 5-1 against the spread against the NFC East last year. Give me the Giants +3.
All right, let's go to Harry, our resident Giant fan. I think you're going to surprise us here with your Better Edge pick.
I'm taking Washington because of the defense. Montez Sweat, Chase Young are fantastic. But aside from them, ex-Miami Dolphin cornerback Bobby McCain led them in tackles last week against the Chargers. And as long as Jason Garrett is the offensive coordinator for the Giants, they don't get much of a chance to win these games. There's no offense there. Washington has the edge.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I forgot. Jason Garrett's the offensive coordinator. I take it all back. I'm giving the edge to someone else. Giving the edge to the tie. No, there you go. Giants +3. All right. That's it. Thursday night. We did it. We went through them. I'm telling you, take those props. You're going to win. We're going to go at least 3 out of 4. Parlay them together. You get 33-1. We gave your first touchdown bets. We gave you a side and total picks. Check in with us tomorrow. We will be going over, I think, like 12 games. Is that what we're doing? Like 8 pro games?
Yeah.
4 college games. I don't know how the hell we do it. Harry, you say, wow. I mean, I sent you the outline. You don't act surprised.
I wanted to act. I was acting surprised. You didn't like my acting?
No, that was pretty good. Babyface Joel Solomon, jump in here. Good point, bad point. Were there any?
There are a lot of good points, but I think we need today a milestone for Harry. Robbie Ray won again. He's 12-5 and basically now neck and neck for the Cy Young with Gerrit Cole. And I know Harry gave Robbie Ray out at the beginning of the year, so he must have a ton of money on it. Congrats.
Nice, to my man, Harry. How much you got? How much at stake here with Robbie Ray?
Well, let me check. If I carry the one over, that equals zero. Zero.
Why don't you bet your picks?
Harry, yeah. He gave Harry too much credit there. Harry took Ray last year. Mm-hmm. I don't think he gave him
didn't
out
I
this
take
year.
Him, no,
he,
I think I took him 2 years ago.
Well, yeah. I think you took him last year and ago. 2 years ago. I don't know about this year. But
well, if he took him and didn't bet him, it's the same thing, right? I mean, he's
that, right. It doesn't matter.
Listen,
right?
I've been firing, actually, I've been firing away lately. Come on.
And didn't bet him.
Is there
give me
bad
some credit.
Point?
I've been firing lately.
It's probably a bad point, too. Right, the Robbie Ray.
It would be the bad. That was my bad point because I knew he didn't put money on him. So,
hey, these guys make picks every day. ExtraPoints.com. Check them out. Work our arcade. ExtraPoints.com/arcade. So many games. Yeah. We have a nice little Emmys quiz for you. Yes, prop culture Emmy edition. We have NFL Pick'em, the extra points prop quiz. I think Piacenti and I both had 11. Did she have 10 or 11? We have to check that. Anyway, we'll have that ready for.
Yeah,
she had 10?
I had 10, I think, too.
I have 10 or 11. Well, it must have been a bunch of us with 10. Why didn't I make money if I was 10 and 6 all over the place? All the underdogs hit. Anyway, there you go. For spaghetti, for meatballs, for babyface Joel Solomon, I'm Sal, saying so long and happy handicapping. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na,